Well, here we are, Transfiguration Sunday. It's one of those Sundays that I'm glad is in the lectionary in the church year, because it's one of those things that once you've talked about it once, you might think you've sort of done everything you can do about it. You talk there, you talk about how Peter was a little confused about what was going on, you talk about the miraculous, you move on. Or do you? There's a lot going on in the story of the Transfiguration. And as I was thinking about it, preparing for this Sunday, because this is one of the ones that you know is coming every year, and you know exactly what's going, you're going to be talking about, I thought I would see what some other people had to say about it. And so I consulted some commentaries, because for me to think that I know everything that might need to be said out of any passage of Scripture is a, my goodness, is a level of hubris to which I don't think I have ever even attempted to reach, and certainly am not about to now. And I came across some slightly different perspectives on it. Not so much in the why or the what of the transformation, or the transfiguration, exactly what happened there. Although it's worth noting that some people will try and tell you that it's a vision, which I don't think is the case. There's no purpose to reinterpreting this, clearly described as an actual happening, where the two prototypical priests, or priest and prophet of the Old Testament, suddenly appear. But the why is a more interesting question. Why have a transfiguration at all? Well, I think for a couple of reasons, and they revolve, as they so frequently do, around our understanding of the Incarnation, that mystery of Jesus Christ, fully human and fully divine at the same time, a unique combination never seen before or since. And I think frequently when we think of the Incarnation, and we do that often here, as I was mentioning to the folks at Knox, if I had the resources necessary, I'd get someone to review the last several years of me preaching and see how often the Incarnation shows up, because I think it shows up quite a lot. Because it's something we need to think about, and it's something we need to grapple with and see what the implications are. And this is another opportunity. Because when we get into things that are difficult for us to understand, we tend to take the easy way out, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just being efficient, I suppose. And when we think of the Incarnation, we don't have too much of a problem with Jesus being fully human. I mean, once we accept it as what it is, because we ourselves are fully human. We know what that's like. We know what it's like to wake up in the morning tired. We know what it's like to be happy. We know what it's like to walk for a long time, to see our friends after a while. So the humanness of Jesus is not that much of a challenge. The divinity, on the other hand, because that's not part of who we are, can be very much of a challenge. And frequently we find ourselves trying to figure out where that fits. And in a way, the level of divinity of Jesus, if that's not an absurd statement, is a bit of a moving target for us. We know that he limited some of the things that come with divinity. We know that he limited his omnipotence and his omniscience and his omnipresence. He was none of those things. If he was omnipotent, they wouldn't have been able to kill him. If he was omnipresent, he wouldn't have to walk anywhere because he'd be everywhere. So we understand that there are limits, but where those limits begin and end is a bit of a challenge for us. And frequently, I think, when we're not thinking carefully about it, we end up with a view of Jesus that really isn't accurate at all. And we allow his divinity to overshadow his humanity. Because when I think of the Transfiguration, and that's where the sermon title comes from, the Transfiguration, what about it? What about it this year? Why was the Transfiguration? The Transfiguration was for Jesus. This is one of the things that I think we sometimes forget, that Jesus was fully human and as such needed everything other human beings need, including encouragement. Jesus was at the cusp of the most significant part of his ministry. It had become obvious to everybody by this point that this was not going to end well. Especially to Jesus. He was aware of the fact that this was going to end with his death. Now, all of us have had big, profound things coming in our lives. Whether it's graduation, whether it's getting married, whether it's getting a professional designation, whether it's getting our driver's license, whatever it is. We've had these significant moments in our lives that have been big enough that they are maybe a little frightening, even when they're good. As you're about to get married, it's not that you're afraid of getting married, but you think of the wedding and you want it all to go well and you're kind of nervous and you're all of those things. When you're getting ready to pass exams, you might feel the same way. Well, most of us, at these significant moments of our lives, if we think about it, will be able to identify a person who came to us at that time. For men getting ready to get married, often it's their fathers. The day of the wedding or a day or two before will come and say, you know, this is just going to be wonderful. You're going to be a great husband. You and your wife are going to make a great family. You're going to make a great home. And you get this encouragement that helps you push through the concern and the worry that everything will go well. When you're getting ready for things, sometimes you need, and not to trivialize it, you need a pep talk almost. You need someone to remind you of what you can do here and what it's going to mean. And I think one of the aspects of the Transfiguration that we sometimes skip over is that Jesus probably could have used that at that point. A reminder of all that he was and all that he would accomplish through this. He would need the encouragement of seeing the greatest priest in Moses and the greatest prophet in Elijah coming and saying, you can do this. We don't know what they talked about, but I suspect that that was probably part of what it was. Saying, this is why you were born. This is why you came to earth. This is why you're here. It's going to be hard, but you can do it. We know you can. And the Transfiguration was an opportunity for Jesus to touch base again with what was most important. And it gave him the encouragement and the strength to move forward. The Transfiguration was also for the disciples. Everybody at times is called to be a leader and to be a follower. And it's important to be able to do those things well. And when you follow someone, when you invest your confidence in someone's leadership, that doesn't mean that you turn off your brain. It doesn't mean that you follow without questioning or without thinking of other possibilities. And there are times when a leader's followers need more than the leader to encourage those followers as well. There are times when it's helpful that the leadership in any particular church, for example, goes and consults with someone and says, this is what we're doing. Are we going in the right direction? You get input and you get encouragement that yes, you are doing what you need to do. And when that happens, those who follow go, yes, it's not just one person or even one small group of people's ideas. It's larger than that. The direction we're going in is confirmed by another source. And in the Transfiguration, what the disciples saw was that where their leader was going was confirmed and affirmed by God, which gave them the encouragement and the strength to move forward as well. The Transfiguration wasn't just a magic trick that God put on to show that he was big, that he's important, that he could do things. And there's all kinds of things going on with the Transfiguration, but I think those two are very important. Because the Transfiguration is also for us. It's a reminder to us again of how essentially human Jesus and his disciples were. It's easy for us to put Jesus and even his disciples on a pedestal and take them out of the regular functioning of the world and say that they weren't just people who were chosen in a special way, but they were special people, that they were different than us. And they weren't. Jesus in his humanness and his disciples were exactly like us. with all the frailties and foibles of a human being. And when we look at the Transfiguration, it reminds us that encouragement is a good thing. That getting someone to confirm the directions you're going in are good directions is a good thing to do. And that we should be open to that. Instead of thinking that just like Jesus and the disciples were special, we should try and be special and we don't need anybody's help and we don't need any encouragement, because that's nonsense. It's nonsense for us, and it was nonsense for the disciples, and it was even nonsense for Jesus. We take encouragement from the story of the Transfiguration itself, but it reminds us that when God puts people in our lives to bring us the encouragement we need to continue doing what it is that He has called us to do, that's a good thing, and we should accept it for what it is. God's gift to us in the form of another person saying, yes, you're going in the right direction. Saying that, yes, what you've chosen to do is difficult. It will have challenges. It may be painful, but it's worth it. Transfiguration, what about it? It's a message to us. It's a reminder to us that we follow someone in the form of Jesus who knows everything that we do about being a human being, because He was one. And that when the disciples wrote the letters that we now have in Scripture, they weren't writing as people who are fundamentally different than us. They were just as human as us and needed the same things we do. Encouragement, strengthening, the occasional exhortation, the occasional shove to get going perhaps even. And so when we need those things, we're not somehow lacking in faith. We're being fully human, just as they were. The Transfiguration is a story of how we get assistance on the journey we're called to walk, to keep walking it no matter what. And if Jesus needed it, who are we to say that we don't? Look for those people who are bringing you encouragement. And accept it for what it is, a gift of God. Amen.